Hello, hello. 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 Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I usually don't even bother to do that. One of these days, we'll be... we'll get there and find out.
We weren't recording.
Oh, and that was such a good conversation.
It's kind of zen.
Yeah.
Episode 22, Boundaries for Trolls. In this episode, your hosts Steve and Maul hurtle from point A to point B as Maul educates Steve on how to wrangle a troll, the new internet etiquette, and the perils of late-night doomscrolling. Strap in for The Ride to Redacted. Listeners, please be advised there are occasional cuss words in these episodes, so now you know. Girl Scout.
Okay.
The Girl Scout's sash.
Cool. How cool is that?
Clearly been well trained to go to the sidewalk before they cross the street.
Yeah.
Good Girl Scouting.
I wonder if they've ever had, like, a competition of some kind, Girl Scouts versus Boy Scouts.
Like softball or something?
I don't know. I don't know what
Paintball.
It would be. Paintball.
Paintball's kind of hardcore for kids. Laser tag.
Sword duels.
Yeah, duel to the death.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that, but that was the phrase. Yeah, hopefully not. Why did it have to get dark, Steve? Come on. If I had a project lately for self-improvement, it would be in the direction of not eschewing the dark per se, but just trying to be, especially lately, less angry.
Uh-huh.
One has gotten angry lately.
Yeah.
I hate to bring that up.
Well, I think part of it
about
is
the news.
Yeah, we're kind of in a pressure cooker at all times, and people let it out in different ways by feeling overwhelmed and nervous all the time, or by getting angry easily, because you're never at a state of zero, you know? You're always at a state of like five or whatever. Even if you feel like you're chilling, it's other things, you know, as soon as something happens to you, you're like the tension and the stress. They're still there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a big condition of it. And then, you know, lay into that the really toxic news lately.
Yes.
And then,
well, that's what I mean.
It doesn't, you know, the combination. It didn't help that I, because I tend to, like, stay up a little bit late and, you know, compulsively look at YouTube the way, like, humanity
does.
Yeah.
We call that doom scrolling.
Lately, I'm struggling with the fact, I thought I would bring this up in our session today.
Uh-huh.
If you need to start the 45-minute clock or
uh-huh.
whatever.
Yeah. You have copay?
Yeah, well, I mean, shouldn't your assistant be telling us about that? I mean, you shouldn't have to do that.
We've downsized recently. This is a struggling practice.
Oh my God.
You're actually my only client.
What? You're so good at this. It's hard to believe. Anyway, okay. I mean, we could do some reverse therapy because, as you know, I'm a financial wizard.
Uh-huh.
In this fantasy session.
Sure.
Yes. Where was I? So, recently I got a call from a client of mine, and I have, not a client, actually, I lie, I guess the word would be mentee.
Yeah, no, you've mentioned this
yeah,
before.
All right. So, I think he is, he's aware that I am what, you know, the world is calling these days a liberal.
Sure.
And he has definitely some right-wing tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
The person behind me is tailgating. Okay.
There's nothing.
Is that a good idea when you're supposed to be merging? All right. This is a thing I'm definitely working on for driving, which is tailgaters, which used to get me about like very angry.
Yeah. There.
Now I'm just like trying to get into a mode of basically just stay in your lane, watch out for bad drivers,
mm-hmm.
you know, be alert. But don't, try not to get angry. Just, you know that, look, this, I'm going to drive as well as I can.
This is, I mean, literal, we're in a car on the highway, but also a metaphor.
Yeah, it's related to the other stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so I get a call.
I'm going to drive as well as I can and,
right.
you know, kind of let other people do their thing. The thing that gets you upset is other people can endanger other people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the that
dickish
is
behavior.
That's, I think you put the nail on the nose or whatever.
Well, that's what Phoenix does.
Put the nail up the nose.
Yeah.
So yeah, back to this mentee. You let me know when I'm rambling. This guy is, you know, so we have a complicated relationship. Lately, he's sort of a relatively newly minted immigration lawyer, and he'll call me periodically for advice. Sometimes we actually work together on cases. So, all right, that's all good. But he's also, we've always had what your mom identified years ago as a conflict-habituated relationship.
Uh-huh.
I love the sophistication of that. And it's so true. He's argumentative, and he's just good at it. I mean, he just...
Well, that's why he's a lawyer, I guess.
I guess so.
Somebody along the line was like, you should be a lawyer. And he was like, and why not?
Yeah, maybe. It could be that. Maybe that's how it happened. How does a person become a lawyer?
Does it one ever really hang yeah. up the gavel?
Yeah, I was hit on the head with a large board. And I woke up...
Not with a gavel.
I woke up... Yes, I thought it was a gavel. And I woke up and I applied to law school. That's all I can tell you.
Isn't your story actually, you thought you were going to go to forestry school, and at a certain point, you were like, well, my dad said he would pay for law school if I wanted to go.
I mean, that's you know, it's basically correct. Some of the details are a little bit off, but fine. Let's go with that.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean...
Well, you were in film for like 9 years.
Yeah. I mean, psychically, it's basically correct. Despite the details being off. Anyway, so this guy is a lawyer and comes to me for advice. But he's also, he'll give out with these sort of xenophobic things, which is a little weird for an immigration lawyer, you may think. And the thing is, I think it was Friday, he called me expressly to wish me a happy new year. That's all he did. And I was like, oh, okay, fine, you know. And then in passing, in the conversation, he talked about how he has a Canadian client. And he was joking, like, maybe, you know, you won't need immigration when you become 51st state. All right, you know, fair joke, I suppose. But I said, you know, my joke to Canadians these days is more like, save me a spot. And then he chimes in with, I like, or maybe he said, I love this country, Steve. And in the context of the conversation, and particularly in the context of it had just sort of hit the news, possibly earlier that very day, about the ICE murder of Renee Good.
Yes.
And then in the context of previous conversations we've had where he's kind of made me want to make the Frank Oz noise.
Uh-huh.
I felt like the Frank Oz noise type character. I mean, yeah. I was just like, I am so fed up with you, with your right wing stuff, especially since you know I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
It just got my goat. And I think it had everything to do with the fact that, like so many people, I'm really kind of traumatized by that news, that murder.
Yes.
And so I've been, like, dealing with it. I've been, like, thinking about it a lot in the couple of days since then, and trying to find my way, and I haven't succeeded yet, back to just a sunnier attitude where it's like, let's, you know, more I'm sorry to keep doing this, life is not so binary, but back to a more of a Jim Henson voice, like, hey, we're all people, you know, we're just
sure,
yeah, and not really succeeding. I mean, And I tell you this again, because we're on the 45-minute clock, because I know that you're about to, like, give out with some wisdom. No pressure, but what is that?
Well...
Like, how do you get rid of the anger? Like,
I know that... Yeah. I mean, first of all, how did you end that phone... Did you end the phone call at that point?
Were I left out a detail.
What?
In the middle of it, when he starts off about, well, Steve, I like this country. And I'm like, definitely in that moment, I am not liking this country, you know.
Yeah.
I think that should be clear and sensible.
Yeah.
And so as he's doing that, I'm sitting alone in my office talking to him. I took the receiver and I held it away from my ear.
Like a movie or whatever.
I could hear him. I could hear that he was talking, but it was just like, I can't listen to what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I did that for, like, you know, just long enough, and then I, like, put the thing back to my ear.
Yeah.
So we could finish our conversation. You know, thanks.
I think that's a sensible thing to do, personally. Like, I mean, you quite literally took space. You were like, I don't actually need to hear this. You know, I don't need to engage with this.
I mean,
so here's the thing. You want to, like, when somebody's like, oh, I love this country, you want to be like, I'm kind of, like, traumatized over this news story. And you want to, like, at least have somebody engage with you on the level that you're at on it. And you know this person is not going to do that because of what they just said and because you know them. And so, like, was your next step to be like, hey, thanks for calling to wish me Happy New Year. Like, hope you and yours are well. I'm gonna go hang up.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I think I would be more confrontational. I, like, you do realize that I loathe this administration.
Yes.
And like, so you're asking me for advice, which is cool. But I seriously, are you trolling me? I mean, what's happening here? Just to, like,
so
call it out.
You may or may not have heard this term before, but it's kind of commonplace now. The term is rage baiting.
Well,
rage baiting. See it in all kinds of different forms.
Like internet trolling.
Yeah. So classic. Well. So here's the thing. Back when, you know, I was first getting on the internet as a kid. What they would say, this was one of the rules of the internet. There was like a list of these.
Yeah, don't feed the trolls.
Don't feed the trolls. And people have lost that. There's a lot of public etiquette I've talked about, like how people behave in public, that I feel like has drastically shifted since COVID lockdown. But internet etiquette has changed a lot as a generation of younger people who have grown up with technology in a different way, have hit the internet and have grown up on the internet and are now, you know, on different kinds of sites and creating different kinds of things. And I think we've lost that don't feed the trolls thing. Comment sections have become like battlegrounds for people with bad takes, basically, you know?
Yeah.
Where people, bad takes and bad faith takes, you know?
They just want to get you going.
Not only do commenters want to get you going, content creators do, too, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people make, like, I saw somebody make a video in their kitchen. That was the backdrop of the video. I don't remember what the video was, but all their kitchen cabinets were open. And, you know, that's not hurting anybody, but every single one of the comments were was like, your cabinets are open and it's driving me crazy. And it's like, that drives engagement. Just having something, and that's pretty harmless, but having something in the content of your video that moves people to comment. I started writing and publishing fan fiction online when I was 13. And it was not that good, probably, but I had fun.
High marks for candor.
What? I mean, and people would not like it. Some people really liked it, to be fair. Like, I had quite a few.
And what was wrong with those people?
same thing that was wrong with me. But
right.
Quite a few people did like it, but then every once in a while I'd get like a really mean comment where they would call me a bitch and whatever, and to say that my writing was awful, and I would respond to them. I'd send them a private message back or whatever, and I would say, hey, I'm a 13-year-old on the internet. I'm a stranger. It's not appropriate for you to talk to me like that. And being called out like that in a very, like, instead of engaging with them, you know, 3 out of 4 times they would say, you're right, and I'm sorry. And 1 out of 4 times they would say, well, you are a bitch, and then I would block them. I'd be like, then you can't read my stuff. You know?
Yeah, you have mentioned that. And I don't know if it made it to a final episode, but yeah.
It's not satisfying to just not engage, but it is the way forward. Because when people are baiting you, that's the advice that they give you when you're a kid in school. And it's different if, like, to go back to our driving metaphor, if somebody's driving in a way that could endanger other people on the road, you have to react to it because you could be in danger if their actions force you into a bad situation. So you have to be alert, and you have to use very, very fast judgment sometimes.
Right.
And it's that way with life, too.
But I mean, sometimes...
But if somebody's looking for a reaction,
yeah.
Like I said, it's not as satisfying as a comeback. But to just be like, to not engage, to even say to somebody that's an inappropriate thing to say, or, you know, I don't feel comfortable continuing this conversation. Thanks for calling. I'm gonna head out. Like,
yeah.
You know, that's totally fine. And it enrages them. It makes them really pissed off because then they're like, oh, you're taking the moral high ground, XYZ. It's like, well, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry. Listen, you took the low road. I didn't tell you to take it. You know, you don't like that you can't drag me down to your level. And, you know, sorry. Like, I'm willing to have a grown-up conversation with you if you want to have a grown-up conversation, but I can't engage with this right now.
Well, this is really helpful. But the nice thing about all that you just said, which is what I'm now planning to do, which is to say, you know, I'm not into going into this right now. I'm not going to play this game.
Can I also give you one more piece of advice?
Yeah.
Don't read news things right before you go to bed.
Don't do what?
Read news things.
Okay.
Or watch those videos right before you
go
to bed.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's when your brain is, like, trying to wind down. And
yeah.
That's when you're, like...
Right.
I don't know, you're tired.
You're vulnerable.
Yeah, you are a little bit more unguarded.
I would recommend
that.
As I've been doing it and seeing how I go down this rabbit hole, which the algorithm really helps me do,
yes.
By the way,
yeah.
In its infinite wisdom, it occurs to me, like, wow. I mean, this is how people get radicalized.
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah. Good idea. I mean, I think it's okay if I could watch, like, you know, Warm and Fuzzy.
Sure, that's fine.
But
I also recommend,
yeah.
I don't know, if that's a rabbit hole, like,
yeah.
if opening YouTube at, like, 1
yeah.
o'clock in the morning
yeah.
is not going to be good no matter what, like, if you're going
like
to end
midnight,
up there.
But yeah.
I don't know, you like to read. Pick
yeah,
up a
read
book.
A book. Read a book. But, yeah, so I think I'll say to this guy something along the lines of... If you're going to keep doing it,
yeah.
Then, you know, maybe let's just use email.
And you know what? That's a boundary. That's
yeah.
That's in very literal, very literal.
See, that's where you get paid
speak.
The big bucks that obviously you're still struggling because your assistants
right.
die. Mary Wollstonecraft.
Oh, my God.
What are the odds that would be her name?
Yeah. I mean... all my goth
clients. Is that
clients
why you fired
like,
her?
Yeah. I'm goth at heart. Anyway, I like the classics. Yeah. She was not a very good assistant, though, have to say. So,
yes.
In very literal therapy speak, because people will say boundary in terms of like, you know, I'm poly, so people will say, oh, it's a boundary that I don't want my partner to, I don't know, like, have somebody, to like spend the night at somebody else's house. And I'm like, that's not a boundary. That's a, like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, that's why you come in though. A weaver. Yes. A zipper.
That's not technically a boundary. You just don't want them to do that. So you can say it's a rule within your relationship, but you have to understand that a boundary is something that you do to keep yourself safe. So if you're uh-huh. so if you're like, hey, I told you I don't want to talk about this stuff, and I'm going to hang up if you keep talking about it, that's a boundary, and then you enforce that by following through on that.
I could also see saying similarly, but at greater length, when you say X, Y, and Z, I think I want to make you aware that bothers me and that it's, I find it upsetting, especially lately.
And if you continue to engage with it, I know you're not prioritizing my feelings in our working relationship.
Right.
Which is, it's shitty, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's...
You need to stop doing that if you want to keep chatting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, I mean, like I said it jokingly earlier, but I'm also serious in the, like, you know, we can talk about this like grown-ups. You can be a grown-up about, like, to the other person. You can be a grown-up about this and understand that, you know, we do have a working relationship, and if you do care about maintaining this, you're going to have to make some changes to how you talk to me.
We'll find a way.
It's okay.
Strike a balance. That's what this is all about, that... theme alert.
Yeah, balance.
Finding the balance between
and it's
sticking
really
up for
hard.
Yourself and losing your shit.
Yeah.
Is one way to put it.
Yeah. It's really hard.
Yeah. I mean, I think of you as good at that, rightly or wrongly.
I think I'm probably better than most people at that.
I mean, you're my mentor on this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No pressure.
No pressure. I don't feel pressure.
Good. Good.
I think I'm pretty well adjusted in a lot of ways. And I know I'm not in other ways. So those of our listeners who know me pretty well, don't at me.
But that, I mean, that's don't at me? Did you say don't at me?
Yes, that's a phrase.
I love that.
It's because on a lot of social media sites, to directly tag somebody in a post that you're writing, you do like the at sign and then their username.
Yeah.
So if you're
don't at me.
Yeah, if you're saying like, you know, people who do XYZ make me sick at this person,
right.
And it's like friend of yours who does that, it's like don't call me out, you know, in front of everybody, please.
That's almost like a typographic way of going like this.
Yes, yeah.
The two fingers pointing at your, for listeners.
Yes.
Pointing at your eyes and then their eyes.
Thank you for the audio description of the visual gag.
Yeah.
So many sight gags in this podcast.
Yeah, right. But they will be described.
Yes.
Even if you can't see them.
And we will not use AI.
We make
solemn,
this promise.
Solemn vow.
So balance. We're talking balance here. Life balance. It seems like, you know, definitely a wellness, like, you know, click here and subscribe, and for a monthly fee, we'll do the balance thing.
Yeah. So
balance.
Do you have any New Year's
resolutions? No, I forgot to make them.
What I usually do is I'll think about it around New Year's, but I also, throughout the year, anytime I'm like, this is something I want to work on, it doesn't matter if it's in like September, I will just add it to the list. If I have a list in my phone or in a journal, it just becomes a part of the things that I want to work on that year. It really doesn't matter when in the year it comes.
So listeners, Malka is always working.
Yeah.
The hardest working person in show business. So work-life balance, I think I will end as we pull up here. Is this it?
Yep.
You may know that, speaking of wellness, your mother has a little bit of an allergy to the phrase, close your eyes and breathe.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's just like too new age.
Yeah.
It's like, don't, I am breathing and I'm not fucking closing my eyes. So.
Spoken like a woman who had two children.
Yeah.
Don't tell me to close my eyes and breathe.
I think what the thing is, maybe that she just is balanced, and for someone like myself who obviously needs work, I'm like, okay, I'm closing my eyes, I'm breathing, even if I'm driving.
I'm naming five things I can touch.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah, it's like sensory grounding thing. We'll cover that next session.
Okay, yeah, thank you. All right.
Okay.
Boom.
I love you.
Love you too.
Get home safe.
Okay, and you as well.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
I'm going to turn this sucker off.
Okay. Hopefully we were recording.
Yeah, we were. Whoa.
Okay, great.
Bring this up in our session today. Uh-huh. If you need to start the 45-minute clock or whatever.
Yeah. You have copay?